Okay, I'm going to throw an intro at this. Hello and welcome. This is the All Range Mode Podcast, episode 151, TJ. Is that correct?
152.
My name's Joe.
I'm TJ.
I'm Chad.
I'm Kyle.
All right. Awesome. We did the intro.
I'm Doug.
Holy shit.
151 got lost.
Oh.
So we're skipping.
So
the
there's
last
a...
episode? I wonder. And it, look how many drinks I had. It collapsed.
Yeah.
So a significant time jump. We haven't recorded in maybe like in a couple of years.
There's new babies. There's less people.
Yes, there's also that.
Yeah.
But we're here to talk about the best games since the last episode. Which did you do? You know the date of the last episode?
It was like late August, 2017.
All right, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Typical fashion, we'll do the battle royale. I think TJ's got a list. But,
I played a few games.
Yeah.
They won recently.
Good to be back on the podcast, guys. I'm going to cheers
this
thing.
Yay!
Cheers.
I like doing this stuff.
But, coffee cups and empty beer cans.
Yeah.
Paper cup.
Fucking paper against aluminum.
Let's address the elephant that's not in the room. Mr. Dan Derby's not here. My name's Dan. But Dan's not here tonight.
Gotta say, this podcast is freaking me out right now.
Me? Too.
Oh. Don't worry, you'll get back into it.
Oh, man.
It's like riding a
bike. I feel like there's all of a sudden, there's like an audience of people listening, you know?
There is.
Might be.
Yeah, that's stressing me right out.
Hi.
Sorry, I don't want to be the guy that wrecks it. You guys go ahead. Cut my bullshit out later on.
Well, I don't know how do we do this? So, like, TJ's got a list.
I wanted to prepare a list of 16 or 32 so we could bracket them off.
How many do you have?
I gotta count them.
You don't? Okay. I tried to turn my PlayStation on and look at the games that I owned, and I swear to God, the only two games I've played since the last episode were probably Andromeda. Well, you know what? I've played more, but Andromeda and Breath of the Wild are the two that I like.
Jeez.
That's the only two that I've put really, really a lot of time in.
Did you play
that
Dead,
came
Red
out?
Dead 2?
Did Breath of the Wild even come out?
Yeah, I played Red Dead 2.
Since we stopped?
I have no idea.
Yeah. It came out April 2017 or March 2017 or something.
Yeah,
like
so.
That. So I had played it at that point.
I played it 2018.
Talked about it on game the podcast, right, but.
So is Breath of the Wild off the list then?
It can be on the list. It's the best game of all time.
Yeah, like
I would say it's a game that we played since we last recorded.
Right. So Breath of the Wild is not there.
Breath of the Wild's off.
I just played it in March.
So it's on the list.
Oh,
I like that.
So Stardew Valley.
Yeah.
I'm putting it back on. I checked it off because it came out in 2016.
No, it didn't. Did it?
So does this mean Andromeda's on the list?
February.
Oh, in 2016. Wow.
Is Andromeda on it?
So I just put it on.
Beautiful. I played Red Dead, yeah.
I think I have like 18, but I can easily trim this down to 16.
Let's hear the 18.
Yeah. 18. Okay, don't laugh, just know that, whatever. Stardew, God
Number
of War,
one?
Red Dead.
God of War.
Yeah, Dan's not here, maybe we just take off the list because he's not here.
Which one?
Or God of War.
I played it.
I played
God
of
War.
Never mind then.
I've probably forgotten a lot of the games I've played in a year and a half.
Okay.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Ready to hear the 18.
Keep going. I'll probably remember.
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Did you play that? Yeah. Raft.
Wanted to play it.
Fuck you. That's on.
What
is this?
Raft.
What is that?
Raft.
Oh,
awesome
that
game
that
you guys ignored when I told you to play it. Celeste.
Played it.
I've just thrown Andromeda on there.
I want to play Celeste, but
Odyssey, Mario.
Mario Odyssey.
Mario. Not Assassins. Subnautica, which is awesome.
Y'all know it.
Smash. Battlefield, Fallout.
Which Battlefield?
Five.
Didn't play it.
Five? Is one? How old is one?
Long enough.
It came out with four other games. Only in 2019 are you referring to like two back-to-back games.
One and five?
One and five.
Yeah.
Wait, the newest Battlefield isn't called Five, is it?
It is.
V.
Well, that's the World War 2-1, because the 1 was World War
I. Who played 5?
Accurate. I played the beta, and
I played it for 5 minutes.
You gave Battlefield 5 5 minutes?
Yeah, so, I played like 2 days in a row, maybe 3 days in a row, and like I just stopped. And then I forgot I owned it, you know?
Dude, I played the beta for 5 minutes and canceled my pre-order. I was like, no one's going to be playing this game. I'm so bad at it. I'm not playing it anymore.
I look forward to playing more of it, honestly, but I have so many things I could play.
Yeah, then more stuff comes out and you never get around to
exactly,
it.
Exactly. So
can you believe the hype whatever. Was Battlefield, like Bad Company 2 was, well, 4 had its...
Four was great for me. We all, we were all in at the PS4 same time,
game, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that we used to play games online together? Yeah, that would never happen again.
Maybe one day. Maybe one day.
Doug, I love when you call for a game to be played because I'm like, you know, like, I feel like it brings me in. That's what I want to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I liked it. I remember playing Battlefield 4 with like Chad and Dan and just truly like hanging out, like. Being in Toronto, just making jokes and.
So Kyle's not here anymore, but PUBG is like the closest thing we got.
Yeah, we did that for a while.
It faded.
Oh, yeah, what do you mean?
Playing that
game. PUBG's on the list.
No, he means like playing
PUBG
together.
Was like the last episode we recorded and released.
Put it on the list. Who cares?
Was it really?
Yeah, I'll put it on.
It definitely has to go on the list.
I mean, and that PUBG and Hellblade.
What's Hellblade?
Hellblade.
Sanguines.
Sanguines.
Oh,
no,
man.
Wait, it's not going to make the list. It's fine.
Which is, so many games that I talked a lot about came out, and I didn't play any of them. I'd like to announce that. I didn't play Hellblade. I did not play...
What is Hellblade?
Hellblade...
It's free on Game Pass. I mean...
For real?
It's $1 a month
on Xbox?
Right now. I was the one with that girl where, like, it was, like, mental health issues. She had, like, all these people talking to her. It was, like, fire and shit. She was, like, you don't remember the...
It's not ringing a bell for me.
It looked really cool.
For, like, 2 years after that, Joe was talking about it.
Also,
it was a cool
Fortnite
game.
Was on my like most anticipated 2014 or something.
I almost
shit
put
like
that in. Like, should we talk about Fortnite?
I played Fortnite for a bit.
If we needed a...
Max is pissed at me because I won't play.
Yeah, we played it last week, eh? Or last year at the cottage.
Yeah, that's when I was into it, yeah.
What else you got?
Fallout 76, Black Ops 4.
Who played Fallout?
I played Fallout for... A while.
100 hours.
Isn't it like free to play now? They're
I put 100 hours into it.
No, oh, you remember
I
that
put
week?
It a lot.
Yeah, I put it 100 hours well.
Dan was teasing me because I would...
I put in 100
what hours. Was that?
Who played it?
It's still actually enjoyed it, but anyways. Far Cry 5.
So what it said.
Tetris Effect. Detroit Become Human. Guacamelee 2.
Okay.
I figured you might want it on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I put Gran Turismo on there. Just, it might be... Whatever.
Gran Turismo, the VR experience. I'll vote for the VR experience when it comes up. That's what I'll be voting on.
Something's got to lose, you know what I'm saying? But anyways, Super Mario Party.
Effect? Did you say that?
Yeah,
yeah.
Just Effect.
Yeah. For 5 minutes.
Is Cuphead? Cuphead's probably too old, right?
Oh, I love. I just
we
put that.
We
no,
talked.
We'll
there.
Put it on.
There.
Right. Whatever, Quake Champions.
Steam World Dig Dos. Just
okay.
Played it.
Played it too.
Hold on. So wait a minute. This is any game that we played.
Any
throw
game,
any game you've ever played.
I replayed Plants vs. Zombies 1.
No, no.
And it's still pretty good. Does that count?
Yeah. Put it on the list. What else? I'm playing the Pokemon game. I'll vote for that against
Let's go. I left off the list.
I can't wait to get my hands on Pokemon Snap. My kids are looking forward to
Pokemon Snap 64.
My kids are looking forward to playing it.
You guys remember that machine they had at Blockbuster where you could bring in your cartridge and it would print out a sticker? It was like $5.
Holy shit.
You put a bill in. It was a Pokemon Snap machine. They had it at the Blockbuster on Malden Road and it would print out your snaps. You'd get them and put them on your wall or something.
This is my best Pikachu picture. Cool. I got 1,000 points.
Such a thing. How bad
did they look?
Alright, we have 24 games.
Bad, I'm sure. Yeah.
24.
Yeah, I was going to say we either add 8 or subtract 8, but I have an idea.
Why don't we throw some of the losers back on? Like,
No,
okay,
I got
what's
idea.
Your idea?
The first round?
He's doing his Doctor Strange thing right now, looking into all the infinite futures.
Yeah, there's one that works. There's one that works. I think we just do... every round has 3 competitors.
Wow.
And we gotta pick one. And after that, it's just 2 versus 2.
Yeah, and then we fight about it.
I can imagine getting heated about a few.
Yeah.
SteamWorld, fuck you!
Did you like it? I like that, actually.
All right, three
something
per round.
Yeah, I like it, too.
All right.
In the first round
only. It was a good sequel.
It was. Still making Steam World RPG.
Does that work?
Is Destiny on the list? The Destiny beta? Do we put enough hours in to put that on? No, sorry.
Destiny
2. Well, Destiny 2. Throw that on there.
Who played
and
that?
An hour 25. Okay, we can do 8. Wait, we got 7 more?
Think about 8 more? Yeah.
Seven Who played now? Destiny 2?
Dan.
Dan, you guys threw a quick Andy at it?
Yeah, Dan did.
Damn.
There's gotta be more. All the Nintendo games.
I'm not saying it's a bad game, I didn't think any of us played that game. I thought Dan did, but I didn't know you did too.
I played a game called Island Express.
Oh, that pinball game.
Yeah.
I heard that's awesome.
It's really fun.
It's good?
Yeah, I loved it.
I want to get that.
Okay.
Put it on the list.
Yoku.
Doug knows about it.
That's all you get.
That's all I get.
Yeah, right. I heard about it.
Yoku, played a game called Mountain.
Can I access
Steam?
Mountain.
Super.
Put it on the list.
Oh, your puzzle game. Gora
Goa.
Oh,
fuck. Yeah, throw that on. Number one.
Gora.
It's the number one game.
I know
that's
spelled wrong. Sorry, you want Mountain on there? Mountain?
Sure.
I'm losing track now. We need 4 more.
Fuck, I had a couple. Wolfenstein, Doom. When did Doom come out?
No, we definitely talked the shit out of Doom.
Six.
It got re-released on
Shadows of the Colossus Remaster. I played that.
No.
Anybody play that?
Game
was
sucks.
That last year?
That was, I feel like
that
was the tail end of our
podcast. We played it at a cottage last year. No, wait.
No, it came out like last winter or something. Last January or February. It's not that old. The PS4 version?
Ooh, put Last Guardian VR. Holy fuck.
That was cool, the demo.
Okay.
That's what I thought we played.
Battlefront 2.
No, hang on. Colossus?
It's not the best game.
Colossus?
So.
What was the VR one you said?
Battlefront 2?
Last Guardian. VR.
Oh.
Battlefront 2 is last.
Oh, this
what the hell have I been playing for the last 2 years? I have no idea.
When I turn on my Xbox, I watch YouTube and play Stardew Valley sometimes.
Yeah? How are you doing with YouTube?
What do you mean?
I'm it's killing
best
it.
Of my life.
You're killing it?
It's a daily routine now.
It's
the first thing I watch it every morning when I'm having my coffee.
It's the only thing I watch. It's the only thing I do.
Yeah.
I don't watch it
Netflix,
that much in the evening, though.
If it's YouTube or Netflix,
YouTube.
Really?
Easily.
I switch gears. I watch more Netflix than I watch YouTube. For sure.
I'd love to do a subscription flush. Or because
mine's getting tainted with kid stuff. Like, it's Blippi as a full channel, Daniel Tiger in the night garden.
Yeah. Signing in is a part of my life now. Yeah. Max knows good enough to sign out. Lena's got her own.
You can have multiple
shit.
Accounts. You can switch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
At all range mode and TJ. That's my Terrence.
How many more games do we need?
Three or four.
And what's it called? It's on there. PUBG's on there.
What about No Man's Sky? That launched for Xbox in August.
Sure. That's
I played it again.
I feel like that's way out, but what the fuck? Who cares?
Games of 2018. I'm going to ask Google and have a good look at it.
You want to put on
War of
Hitman 2. No one played that.
No.
This is crazy.
Hitman 2. There's a new, all the episodes of Hitman are on Game Pass as well.
Free. No, they're free on PlayStation next February.
Fall.
Like tomorrow or some shit.
Which games?
Hitman.
It's free
Oregon?
On PlayStation?
No.
Did anyone play any of the Tomb Raider games?
Yeah.
No.
That.
DJ Chalky filling in his mind.
What else have I been playing on
That's awesome.
Switch? I've definitely played some.
Yeah, but nothing. Like, are we looking for 4 losers? Put Mario and Rabbids on there. Fuck. What else did
Rabbids.
I play for Switch?
It's a game called Moonlighter that I bought that I never played.
You can throw that on there.
We're talking about games you haven't played.
Did you put Wolfenstein
64.
On there?
Sorry, are these games not going to compete against each other?
They're going into 3-round bursts. They're going into 3-round bursts.
We're just giving passes.
Goal of
we're giving free
arriving
passes.
At one game.
Yeah.
Why add the shit games? Why
just
add the ones
top.
That have
we
no
need
for the math. For the math. We need contenders.
Or we gotta drop off some
but they're not
without
contenders.
Fighting.
They're not real contenders. Shouldn't all the games be
each
like,
game can get its time
Kyle.
When we talk about it.
I've done this before. Don't worry.
There could be a round where it's
just
like
have at it.
You'll never hear about Mountain until it goes up against Zelda.
Alright, let me say one thing about Mountain.
We can talk about it.
Best 30 games of 2018. Fuck man, how did I not play any of these things? You guys been watching, like, Game Awards and stuff like that? It was pretty good this year. Well, Zelda swept in 2017.
Oh, we got 32.
We do?
We're done.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
We could do, like, A Way Out. I think in Game Awards, that fucking guy.
A Way Out.
You remember that? Yeah, the guy at the Game Awards.
A Way Out.
The guy who wouldn't heed his time. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Some news. Metroid is not coming out. That game, just starting over, I guess. I don't know how to feel about that.
You got Mill Street?
Yeah.
Oh, he did.
I did.
How are we going to mix these games up?
Top versus bottom?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, well, you're going to have to pick three somehow.
No, we don't have to. 32. We're good now.
Oh, 2 versus 2?
Yep. We good to go?
I'm good to go.
Games.
Well, the first thing I put on the list. But
nice.
No, I need a battle royale. Oh, man, we had so many intros.
Games.
Battle royale. There.
We had a battle royale intro? Battle royale?
No, I don't know. We always did something.
Battles.
Thank you. So the first thing I put on my list was Stardew. So Stardew's going up against probably an easy win.
TJ, do you need a piece of paper and a pen?
No.
All right, let's do it.
Rabbids. Mario. I actually played that game quite a bit.
Mario versus Rabbids?
Because Desmond beat it, and when he couldn't... Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No.
What are those
Mario games? Rabbids.
Sorry. So, Desmond beat Mario Rabbids.
Yes. But I had to beat, like, a couple levels for him.
Good for him.
Yeah.
What was that?
Bit on easy.
Well,
dude,
you
Mario
know what?
Games are really good for, like, when you lose, like, 3 times in a row.
Yeah, they start
so,
to
like,
just throw...
Here's like, the free mode.
What are you guys talking about? Oh, what do you got? You tagging the picture on Facebook? Yeah.
So I guess we just give the pass to Stardew for now.
Well, I'd like to make a case. I will be quality of life in these games is a factor now. We would do like graphics, like quality of life upgrades, like to take care of the user, all that kind of shit. That's fucking primo.
Yeah,
Rabbids
I'd
is like
to talk about UX for a second, if we could. I already had a certain level of appreciation for Nintendo for the UX, honest to God, in the game.
It's like, beautiful.
Desmond knows shit in the game. Like, how do you know that? And there's, I have to think. There's cues in this game, little visual graphics or sounds that occur that tie things together that I never realized. Like, but he played this when he couldn't read. Now he can read a certain amount of words, right?
That's a real problem. Like, it's not a problem. It's like, it's something in our household. Like, what needs to be read? What games have, like, when does Lena have to play? Like, can Max fucking figure this shit out? Max and,
I don't know if you've noticed the Mario games. Like, I'm telling you, like, you don't need to read because the cues are there.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking nuts. Like, just icons or colors or sounds.
And motion.
Rabbids is really good.
All these guys, they're used to fucking motion and all that stuff. It works perfectly. It's come a long way since the Wii days. Stardew Valley, let's give it to it.
I mean
we'll probably have to.
I just thought it was interesting.
At some point, you'll have to fight for Stardew Valley, so maybe we'll wait for that.
Will he? Will he? Really?
Of course, he will.
I don't know, man.
So like one.
What's going
to
take it out?
Like one of the only parts of the conversation I'll be able to chime in and be like, I'm going to throw a little positive at that.
Yeah, man, you do that.
Okay.
Stardew wins.
Stardew wins. Okay, God of War.
Yay.
We can light up the pipe, too, and smoke some fucking weed.
Yeah.
Inside.
That's a dream come true, man. That's a dream come true.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. We'll open the windows once TJ falls asleep.
Once we get down through the first round, we're about to smoke some more weed, Chad.
I've never even smoked.
I don't know what you guys are talking about, because I don't do that.
It'll be my first time, but I'll try. Weed in here? What is that?
What do we got next? Somebody I work with is legitimately afraid of it. Like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Joey's getting called
going on your Facebook wall.
Everybody knows you said it.
What's his name?
Oh my god, they're all doing it now. And
you can edit this out. Just
well,
tell us the story.
No, please. Don't censor me. But like the fear of car accidents showing up, like I'm like, it's not what's
everyone's
gonna
drive around fucking high.
That's not what's gonna happen.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way,
it will happen.
Are we playing Smash Brothers later?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 100%.
100. I got 3.
I can't wait to scream.
That's enough.
Oh,
everybody.
All right, who's on round 2, TJ?
God of War.
I got 3. Ooh.
Versus No Man's Sky.
God of War. Full disclosure,
okay,
No Man's Sky.
I didn't really have any updates.
Thing that happens in the Orange Book podcast.
this.
I didn't play it, but it sucked.
I want to like No Man's Sky more. Does that mean anything?
Based on what I read on the internet, that game sucks.
Yeah, but it's not a lot better.
No, I've heard of that, actually. I do want to play it.
It came out in 2016.
God of War
was really good.
Or earlier, yeah.
Oh, well,
No Man's Sky. It was 2016, because Ori was...
You're talking about the redo, though?
Yeah, yeah, which I played for a few hours and couldn't get back into it.
For what it's worth, I'll vote for God of War.
You could play with your friends and shit.
Throwing the axe in God of War was the most like satisfying.
You know what happened in No Man's Sky, TJ?
Yeah.
The biggest thing when it first came out, it was early, but all the early things about it, like the fact that you couldn't hang out with your friends, it felt like an isolated like universe.
Yep.
I loved that. There was a feeling you got like I'm alone on this planet kind of thing. Like it was like this. This other.
This one's green. Kind of the next one will be red.
But then, like in the update when I played it for Xbox, there was just like
people everywhere.
Not people, but just like just NPCs, I guess. Like you go into a space station and there's like 50 guys all around and shit like is flying everywhere.
Yeah,
I didn't like that. Anyways,
you know what's funny?
What's it up against? It's up against God of War.
I did like the loneliness of it, but at the same time, I wanted more to it. You know, but maybe I didn't know what I wanted. Yeah, God of War wins.
Yeah,
No Man's Sky was yeah. Okay, Red Dead Redemption. You guys want to hear the other one or just...
Yes, I do actually.
Sorry, Last Guardian.
Oh, okay.
Wait,
VR
Last Guardian.
VR.
Hmm.
I mean, there's something to be said there.
I didn't play.
Fuck that game.
These are two
Red Dead. Is...
It's not. It's a demo. It's not the full game. They didn't make the full game in VR.
Well, yeah.
It's just a demo.
However you want to break it up, like, Red Dead is
how
the clear.
Even, yeah,
not
Red
not
Dead
even,
will not go out in the first round against fucking
out.
God of War VR. Oh, wait,
but,
sorry.
What? There is something to be said about the VR.
Yeah, this is our last chance to talk about Last Guardian VR.
Real life.
I can't believe that
I
those two are against
I enjoyed watching
each
you
other.
Playing.
I,
yeah.
Oh, sorry, I guess Red Dead will move down the line and eventually it'll have to fight a real contender.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I tell you that I was...
It's just more real as we go.
Why, I was ready to dive. Right, sorry, I'm sorry, Kyle.
Sorry. No, I'm sorry. No,
I'm sorry about it. I was ready to dive in. I was ready to throw a nice long trip at PlayStation VR, and I could not get it to work.
I was looking forward to you.
It's a fucking nightmare.
A lot of cables
the next day.
It's a lot of cables. You got to set up a camera and like.
Job,
that
what's
that?
They do a good job with the cables.
While tripping,
but it is
well,
so complicated.
I could tell you all about.
Fucking nightmare.
Dude,
we tried
I was
it drunk the one night.
Pure zombified.
Like, get TJ in here. Like, I can't figure
this
it out.
This cord
TJ?
Goes here, and you're just like...
It was, no, it was a failure.
Yeah,
God of War.
I enjoyed your beer experiences the next day.
Oh,
At Old Tobermore, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I was looking forward to that this trip, but...
There was none.
It didn't happen.
No, I couldn't get that
there
fucking
was not enough
work.
Gaming this trip. Even though we had RE2.
I'll blame it on the shitty TV at that fucking cottage.
Well, no.
Oh, RE2's on the list.
RE2 what? Redux. Throw it up as a loser, but...
I gotta put it up against... Can I get rid of...
Get
Mountain?
Rid of fucking the
Mountain?
VR thing.
No, well, Chad played Mountain.
Yes, get rid of Mountain.
No, he bought it and he didn't play it.
No, I played Mountain.
Colossus?
No, Colossus SteamWorld? Was awesome.
It can't take SteamWorld.
Throw away
Mario
I'm not,
Party?
I'm not giving...
Gran Turismo?
Mountain.
What kind of,
Mountain.
Give it a Mountain?
It doesn't need to be in.
For what? What are we throwing back on?
For RE2.
Oh, okay.
I do really want to play that
whatever
game.
RE2's facing...
It was good. Again, quality of life. They really helped make that game fucking good.
I'm not going to be able to sell this, and I don't really want to sell it, but I'm not going to be able to describe it that great.
Go on, yourself.
Okay.
We'll
you want to tell us what the fuck you're talking about?
I played Mountain. It was last summer or some shit. I don't fucking know.
It will come up.
It was $1.49 or 99 cents on Steam.
That's cheap.
And it came out to the PC and ate too much gym. So the game, it's
see
just
you, TJ.
It's just a mountain floating in like a 3D space. You right. Zoom out. Oh man, it's crazy. It was.
What is it?
It's so you zoom super far into like the environment, and you're looking at like a flower, and you see shit like landing on it and whatnot, like bees. and you zoom out, and the sound changes, and then you zoom out to like solar system where it's just like, and then you just back into this thing, and there's like this musical element that you, it doesn't tell you anything, you just kind of figure it out.
Yeah.
And I was like writing tunes with the thing it gave me and just like zooming around like,
just, yeah, why? So those were pretty big for a short while. Like, sound influenced really cool. games.
So what are you supposed to do in the game?
I don't know.
Just observe
I
it?
I turned it off after I think that's all it was.
I don't know.
I played it for 45 minutes and went inside like.
It's on the list.
I ate some jibs.
Put it back on the list.
Wait a minute. Oh, wait. Something. Night,
watched Tag. Tag.
Oh, okay.
Did anybody like my Tag review?
Was it funny?
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, good. Good. I'm glad. I actually want to watch it.
Watching.
I was hoping it'd be
fun. It's on Crave.
Oh, yeah? All
right. Crave?
Tag?
Yeah, with John Hamm.
Oh, right. And Hawkeye.
John Hamm is in it?
Yeah.
With, like... Andy
Bernard? With Andy
Ooh.
Bernard and Hawkeye.
Movie Battle Royale?
Hawkeye actually? and Peter Parker from the animated Spider-Man, the new girl guy.
I like him.
Yeah.
Jake Johnson.
I don't know who that is, but the
Jack, you know him. Like he's in a lot of movies.
Jake.
Yeah.
It's a good combo. Yeah.
Wait, which one is it?
So you know Peter Parker, the like chubby version in the animated Spider-Man movie? The guy who voices him, that guy from New Girl?
Is it the guy that dates her for a while?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That guy's in Tag.
Oh, they end up together. Am I wrong?
Yeah. I don't know what happens in the end, but they dated
Isn't
for a while.
Isn't it still going, that show?
No, it's not.
Oh, no, sorry. They
I love New Girl.
End. I did watch it.
If it's anything like Friends, they'll be together.
Yeah, they ended up together.
Of course they did.
Mitch. Is his name
yeah.
Mitch?
Mitch, yeah.
What are we at here?
Did I say Spider-Man?
Not yet, no.
You said before. Yeah.
Spider-Man versus Colossus.
Spider-Man versus Shadows of the Colossus?
I didn't play Spider-Man, and I played Shadows of the Colossus, so I think that's the better game.
I have yet to play Spider-Man.
Is that saying
it? Oh, you didn't play
it? No, you played
not
Shadows
yet.
Of the Colossus.
No, I really want to, though.
No one's played Spider-Man.
The first one from 2005?
No, we played that game when we were 18.
Imagine that remastered for PlayStation 4.
I seen Jesse Chenier play that game.
Yeah, it was... Sounds like it was awesome.
I watched Let's Plays of that game. Does that count?
That was like a... Yes, that was like an experience.
You wouldn't know.
Watching
that,
is a new playing.
It was a PS2 game. It was totally remade. It looks fantastic on PlayStation, and the game is like $40. Everyone should play that.
It's I'm throwing so a vote at Spider-Man.
I didn't
because
Spider-Man.
I will play
you
it.
You have to straight up vote for this. I'm gonna go Spider-Man as well.
But it looks sick.
Yeah. I good thing can't it fairly vote because I didn't play Spider-Man. It looks good.
I haven't played either.
Spider-Man also kind of. I heard Spider-Man is good, but it's just.
Same old
boring
shit.
And same old every game, and I kind of feel like that's why I didn't play it.
It's too long.
Same old fucking game.
What's that, Dawson, where you're going around the city blowing stuff up?
Well,
they made
Dawson.
Sorry, what was the name of the game?
It was that.
Well,
infamous, right?
I think
and
games these days.
It's how you traverse the city game. And the upgrades that you get.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's just those type of games.
Yeah, but Nintendo's doing that too. I don't think games are meant to be 100% anymore. Like, 900 moons, that will happen. But all the content in Spider-Man, it's like meant so you can. There's a crime always happening. You know. So, but like to complete all of it,
there is a formula that's made in those open-world games, like
the progression,
like
right?
Assassin's Creed, anything like that, anything where there's constantly something to take your attention. Skyrim. It's,
but
all
yeah,
the
exactly.
World games are following this soup of like Disney movie type. Shit.
I don't think we're talking about the same.
I do agree, but
when it's well
executed, you know what I mean, and feels unique and new, and the story's good, and the characters are engaging,
and it's it looks amazing to go, like
yeah,
like Ori wants to watch those videos on YouTube that like it was recommending them when I first turned it on,
Spider-Man
or when
video?
It first came out,
like gameplay videos,
yeah. And Ori would.
I'll give a vote at Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Shadows of the Colossus.
Kyle, are you voting? You're the split vote here. What is it? A split vote?
Listen to this. Okay, no, here. Let me make a point for Shadows of the Colossus.
As it,
the
yeah,
game
for sure.
is. I don't know how old. It's over 10 years old. Will Spider-Man be worth that in 10? Like, will they remake that Spider-Man game in 10 years? Absolutely not.
Counterpoint.
Absolutely not. What we're doing not.
Well, that's like, no, I love that. I love your case.
I respect that.
It'll be a forgotten
doesn't change
mystery,
my vote.
Spider-Man. We didn't even know it came out.
Spider-Man is going to be a very forgettable game. Shadows of the Colossus is, if you've never played Shadows of the Colossus, it's such a great game.
Joe was the one talking about staying power.
That game's got staying power, baby.
Quality of life is what I was talking about, not staying power.
That game's got quality of life, too.
All right, well, it lost. Sorry. What do you got, buddy?
Okay, actually, I'm okay with this.
I quit.
You're about my loss.
Shadows of the Colossus.
Soon, don't worry. Okay, Raft versus RE2 remake.
Resident Evil 2.
Well, that Raft game sounded cool, but I never played it or saw it. But you sold it to me.
The Raft game I couldn't play is on console. One of the best games you didn't play in 2018.
I believe it. It's
TJ, what am I doing?
I'm still
here.
Voting RE2. Cool, I'm still voting RE2.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That. Yeah, but, I would have deferred to your vote.
Raft needs its due for sure. Like, first of all, RE2 is like, I used to define myself as Final Fantasy VII and RE2. Like, those are
really
those are yeah. And like, oh, RE eventually fell off for me, actually pretty quickly.
Should I be anxious about putting the Hobbit edit on instead of leaving RE2 on that night?
No.
I feel bad about that.
We all decided to stop playing RE2 and then you put the Hobbit on.
Yeah, yeah. We all separately
you didn't, like,
walked
kick
away.
Us off or
yeah.
Okay. Good. I mean,
dude, I was happy RE2 got its like day for like it was like
play.
A
Dan yeah. beat it twice. I think he beat it as both Claire and Leon.
Have you God damn it, Dan, why aren't you here? No. I'm ashamed to say I have not played it since.
You know what? I was going to pick it up when I got home from the cottage, but I broke the R2 button in my PS4 controller while playing Red Dead. Remember I told you guys it wasn't working? That was like a glitch.
Yep.
Some people were experiencing that. So I switched shoot to L1 and R1, but I still had to use R2 once in a while to like lasso, but I'd have to squeeze it so hard. And in doing that, so now I need to buy a new PS4 controller, and I'm like, ugh, buy a $100 game
it depends
and
on
a controller for a system I don't really play that much anymore.
It's not going to happen.
I'm like, no, I'm not getting that game. I don't know what... I got to try and just fix my controller. Watching YouTube tutorials.
They're really easy to open up and do shit too.
Yeah. I think I can just remove the spring entirely and yep. it would still work.
What's oh. next?
But that's shoot in every game, aren't you?
What game lost one?
Raft lost to RE2.
Huh?
Dude, Raft is amazing. You just... The fucking plank, you're just floating on it in the sea and they have beautiful tunes coming in and you're floating and there's the ship coming at you from an angle down the current and you're collecting it with a fucking hook.
Yeah.
You... Build. In the whole game, I just want to sell it to you. You learn how to craft new things. They become available in the menu, some things you know how to craft. And you keep crafting them, and the more things become open, you build a bigger raft, you unleash your creativity.
Fuck yeah.
The tunes are amazing. Sometimes it gets really quiet, and the tunes just kind of swell in.
You're swinging me. You're swinging me.
It's so good. And then by the end of the game, basically, once you craft like the most complicated thing, it's basically a radio that you have to, like, your raft is big enough, and you have to put it at the right level to, like, triangulate, like, three areas in your raft, and it takes you to a place. And it's, like, you're 900 meters away, long way, or 9 kilometers, whatever. And once you go there, and it's, there's something there, and that's the end of the game. That's it. But,
sounds nice.
Awesome, awesome game. Super peaceful. Really fun to be in. My kid has to play it today. He's like, I want to play Raft again. He hasn't played, like, six
so
months.
How long is it? Did you mention play most of the time?
15, 20 hours, maybe.
Really?
Maybe, yeah.
I think so you're like, building all along, like, without any narrative or anything?
Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
Sounds.
And you know what you're trying to do from the get-go?
Yep. Well, no, you don't. You have no idea what you're doing. You literally, you're just in the middle of nowhere, and there's shit floating at you, and you have a hook. And you start hooking.
Tahiti.
Oh, okay.
And then you like, there's a menu. It's like, oh, there's craftable items in my menu. And then you build like a book, and the book like gives you more items to craft. And then you kind of extend that a little bit. And there's little islands that come up once in a while. You try to anchor yourself. And then you go on the island. There's resources there. And then you can dive eventually. There's a whole diving there.
Is it shit though?
It's
like
small. It's pretty small, but like small in a good way. Small yeah. Like the game is manageable. And you could do it in 15 or 20 hours.
It
maybe even
a
less.
Lot of fun.
It is very good.
That's what do we got?
But RE2 is like.
Oh, okay.
The only way RE2 would ever lose is if they did a shit job remaking it and the original was better. But they did a good job. Alright, moving on. Andromeda versus Gorogoa.
Really?
The one you bought and didn't play?
You bought it and didn't play it?
No, I played that game.
I beat it?
Is that the pinball game?
Oh, shit.
Yoku I played. What was the one I bought? Moonlighter I bought and didn't play.
I played the other one. I left it off.
I played Andromeda.
Gorogoa was another one where I got a little bit high. Not uncomfortably high, but to the right moment where I could feel that this fucking thing was speaking to me. And speaking to my subconscious, like, while I was solving the puzzle. Like, those puzzles were really cool.
You know when games do, like, mind-bending things? Like, whoa, I just changed the... Like, Fez, when it, like, fucking clipped? Like...
I'd say it's more than that, almost.
Yeah, they were constantly doing it to
you. Whoa!
They would continuously introduce new, like, weird things where, like, you would... I don't know, just
it was like
zoom
Inception,
in.
Inception. Like, it was like... You were, like, five puzzles
Interstellar.
Deep to come build something out.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. It was really, like...
I grinded a bit at the end.
You what?
I grinded a bit at the end. I was like, I'm stuck, and I hate this, and I want to be done. You told me maybe one sitting.
Yeah.
And
I was super high.
Sitting.
That's the thing. I was able to fucking do it.
I was on sitting two, and I was like, I'm not playing this again.
Sorry, it only takes a few hours to beat?
I beat it in, like, an hour and a half, 2 hours, or something like that. Just, like...
Probably took me three.
No one else played Andromeda at all.
About it.
No. I tried to buy it many times, and then...
I almost went and voted for Andromeda because of the frustration I had.
The combat's pretty solid. I'll say that much.
I should play the game.
I played Anthem, and it feels like a bit like Mass Effect.
I promise you, Anthem is the sequel to Mass Effect. Like, they took only the... Like, the combat...
The shooting is weird like Mass Effect.
From what I've heard, like, when BioWare started building Mass Effect, it was like,
the main BioWare.
Yeah.
Team.
What they were able to build is the combat. And, like, the, it went to, like, a technical team first, and they designed a bunch of Mako shit and, like, combat fucking options. And that was the game. And in the last year, they, like, scrambled to throw story in, and they scrambled for all that other shit. And it was just a massive failure. But super, super tight controls. The fucking graphics are, like, really, really good. Like, when you're in a gameplay... The gameplay looks amazing. It's when it cuts out into little dialogue options and shit like that. And, how successful they were in the first trilogy with making those dialogue options meaningful and whatnot. They took a curve with... they pivoted on the Paragon Renegade thing and just went, like, in this weird... You could be, like, militaristic and think logically, or you could be very spiritual and also science-driven. And I sort of didn't know how to play with that. And the game, like, it was only trying... Like, if you think about Mass Effect 1 and how, the dialogue options were fun in that game and, like, they did start you on a path, but they weren't really, like... crucial till the second game, like when they started to pay off was the second game. It seemed like they were introducing a system like that narratively they would address in the second game, because all it is like I don't know that it had any effect. Like, I don't know that it changed anything. Like, maybe it would have changed the path I would have took in some way, but
did they kill the series? Is there a second game?
No, they said there's gonna be more Mass Effect.
Okay,
but
the universe. Yeah, maybe they got
the combat was pretty solid. I really liked
how much of a
captaining my own ship.
Is it a massive failure?
Huge.
You know,
it's really big. There's like 9 planets that you can traverse, and they're all very
failure. Yeah, like how big
huge failure.
Like, yeah.
They're all really well made. It came out the same time as No Man's Sky, and the difference was Mass Effect planets are unique and cinematic. It feels cold on the snowy planets. It feels poisonous on the, you know, red planets. And you have to... There's, like, this ancient civilization thing that when you tap into it, you realize, like, it's pretty cool, but there's a lot of fetching, and it just wasn't as good as the original.
Here's my only question.
So it did fail. It did
oh, yeah. It was a huge failure.
It got a tremendous amount of bad press. Yeah. So if like by failure you mean like...
Like, did they lose money?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I don't know. But like, it's all about expectations of how much money they're going to make.
Right. Like, EA has been on...
And they started giving that game away.
Shitty streak.
Yeah. Like,
that. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's why $10, I like, care 6 months about that after Anthem game. Released. It's going to be $99.99 for a gun. Like, their DLC charges are outrageous.
What are you talking about?
Just EA. Like, Anthem, who knows how that's going to be with just DLC and all the add-ons. And
stuff. I'm sure they're trying to fix that.
For microtransactions. They have to be extremely delicate, right?
Yeah. I hope they will be.
They have been, obviously. Battlefield isn't like that.
No?
Right. Yeah.
Like, no one bought Battlefront.
Oh, my God.
Because of that.
Yeah, Battlefront was where it started.
Massive failure.
And I've heard they fixed the game since then. They totally redid that.
I tried to play
it. I bet that game is amazing. You think so?
The sequel came out 2 years later.
I played it with the microtransactions, and I still enjoyed it.
Battlefront 2?
Me too.
Yeah.
Looks amazing, but...
Was it brutal? Like, just you had to buy everything?
Today? No, it wasn't. Okay, it wasn't as bad as people said it was. It was just stupid. It was a really stupid progression system. Like, buying them would make it faster for you, but it was still, like, annoying. It was just randomized. So you'd be playing, like, there's, like, hero mode, you know, typical war mode, and then, like, ship mode. And so you'd be playing ship mode, and if that's all you like to play, while you were progressing in that, you'd get a loot crate, and you open that up, and you're getting cards for the hero mode game that you never play. Meanwhile, you've got your eye on this ship that's like one upgrade better than
the
other.
Is that really what's bad about it, though?
Well, it's super frustrating because you're playing that, you're trying to level up your ship, and you're like, how do I get this leveled up? How do I get this leveled up? And you're like, oh, I got a Count Dooku air attack.
This is again.
Fuck!
That sucks.
They would say,
it's not like that anymore, but that's what it was at launch.
40 hours of gameplay.
That sucks.
Or pay $5 and you can lock them right away.
The problem is that you
could. They changed that.
I know that was an early problem.
They changed that before launch.
But that they should never. Well, the problem is that they have to charge for it. You know, like.
No, they don't have to. They don't have to come up with a game. Charge $90 for that game. That's what new game costs with tax. $90, and then charge you another $150 for all the content in that game at
buy
launch?
The season
that's
ten.
A fucking
but
scam.
You don't need all of it. If Dooku's your favorite character, you spend the $5 on Dooku. Hey, maybe it deserves to fight for it in a little bit of it. Like, it's sort of they're up against like between a rock and a hard place. Like, there's tons of people who want accessibility right away, and they're willing to pay five extra bucks for their favorite character.
At the very
many games you have to beat the game before you can unlock a mode.
I know.
That's great.
And that would be just fine. That would be just fine.
It's because they allow you to buy it before.
That's what breaks it. That's what breaks it.
Especially in a competitive game. Yeah.
Yeah, and if they have an influence, like, if they're, like, god characters in your multiplayer game where you want balance, and some guy just paid $5, like...
Yeah, I'll spend $300
on
to just rape for a few days.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
You know the...
What are we talking about right now?
Is not the list.
Andromeda. So if anyone wants to vote for Andromeda,
I'm voting for
ahead.
Andromeda. I'm sorry.
All right.
Andromeda or what?
Gorgoa.
Oh.
I don't...
Yeah, what is this other one?
I don't know.
What's the other one?
It's a puzzle game.
You know what? I should have mind.
I was talking about Gorgoa. That deep puzzle idea.
That game had really cool concepts in it. Yeah. Really cool.
They're both losers. Even so, like, let's vote for one and move on.
All right, we got two for... Pronounce the game.
Gorogoa?
There you go. Okay, we gotta move forward.
We're not in a rush.
Okay, no we don't. How much space you got on the laptop?
Wow.
Oh, it's... The original problem with being in a rush was the upload. Like, we could... For our original website, we could upload, like, a 64 megabyte file for it to be free for the server.
Okay.
So, I mean...
As long as that thing... You make sure it's charging.
Oh, it's plugged in, baby.
All right. Doug and Kyle, cast your votes.
I haven't played either game.
Gorgoa or Andromeda? Well,
so Andromeda wins.
If you're the first one, I can't. I don't
know
what it is.
Gorgoa wins.
2-1.
Oh, really? Oh, you switched your vote. All right. Mass Effect.
One.
Yeah. Next game.
Mario Odyssey. Oof.
At this rate, will there be an end to this?
Yeah, because they'll be... we're exponentially... quicker rounds, yeah.
We were, think about that. The first round, you talk about every game a little bit.
Okay.
Versus Yoku.
What's the first one?
Odyssey.
Odyssey. Mario Odyssey. Oh, yeah.
What's Yoku?
Shit, sucks.
Give us a Yoku bit.
It was a pinball-esque adventure game. It was it was a Metroidvania game with pinball controls.
Apparently this game is very good. I've heard about it. It's very fun on Switch. It's a good Switch mobile, like, play it on the go game.
Yeah. It was pretty fun.
$40 or something. It's cheap.
$40?
$40, yeah.
That ain't cheap.
Fucking six?
I'm waiting on Celeste to drop below 24.
So it's a rip on Switch, boys. Maybe that was just for the physical version.
That might be the case with Switch. Switch, I feel, is more expensive.
Oh, shit. Did I say Celeste?
No game deals.
Celeste is not on the list.
Celeste is on the list. I have fucked up. It's actually Celeste versus Yoku Pinball.
Oh, it's not.
Oh, really?
It's not Mario Odyssey.
Mario Odyssey's next. I fucked up.
Okay, I played Celeste. I played Celeste multiple times. Tried to. I played it that night, you and I. And again, when it was free on Xbox this month.
Oh, I'm so sad about that. I want to play it.
It's making it through the first round, so you can fuck
it. It's alright.
Alright, so let's make it through.
Destiny 2?
Versus?
Odyssey.
Ugh. I didn't play Destiny 2 either.
It's Cave.
I don't know how I feel about Odyssey. I have mixed feelings. So far. No, I don't hate it.
So far, you haven't you raped it at Dan's house already.
No, I'm doing well on my game at home.
But you played at Dan's house already.
I played a little bit at Dan's.
I think you guys played it all the way through.
We beat Bowser, but the end game and it sort of turns into like challenge mode after you beat Bowser.
Yeah.
Right now I'm just going through levels, chasing moons. The only downfall is that I feel like I need to wait for Max, so I'm not like flying through it. Yeah.
Sorry, Max.
You
want to
catch a couple moons? Well, he doesn't mind when I beat stuff.
Sorry, it's beat.
I beat it. I'm not playing a game, so...
Yeah.
Play your own game. Just get ahead of them.
It is what it is. I'm enjoying Mario Odyssey.
You'd rather Yoku beat
No, no, no. I'm
no, like, Destiny.
Oh, like, Destiny.
It's probably...
Is that what you're saying?
No, Mario Odyssey's gonna win.
Mario
Odyssey.
What else we got?
Pokemon Let's Go versus...
Oh, shit.
Ugh. Subnautica.
Okay, I don't know what Subnautica is, so... And I played Pokemon.
Strong Pokemon, let's go.
So Pokemon.
Subnautica.
I tried Subnautica.
What is it?
Dan should vote for it. He should be here.
It's No Man's
so good.
Sky in the sea.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds cool.
And the sea is a better setting for No Man's Sky.
Is it like an indie game?
I think so.
Yeah.
$6?
Maybe.
Isn't it a endless, like, funnel? Let's call it a funnel, not corridor. Like, if it's linear, right?
Subnautica.
And it's sort of...
No, you start at one point, you go anywhere you want in 360 degrees, you just can't go up, you go down.
Whoa.
So good.
Do you hear they're going to start making drones like that? Like underwater drones?
Mm-hmm.
Put it in the water.
What?
How cool is that?
How deep?
Very.
That's nice. Oh, as high as TJ's goes up, I can anticipate this will go down into the sea?
East.
Imagine, and there's no regulations on that.
Imagine the death of the coral reefs.
I'm sure it's a little more like it can crash.
You know what? There'll be no swim zones, just like there's no fly zones. Coral reefs should be protected.
Do you guys think that we will intervene with the whole bee problem? Like little tiny robot bees?
Like that Black Mirror episode?
I think.
Is there a Black Mirror episode about that?
Yeah.
Is there really?
Well, I'm sure it ended positively.
It did not.
No. Everything hit the fan.
Getting stung everyone to death.
No, why would they have stingers? We just need pollen fucking movers.
They fly into your ear.
Well,
into your
brain, this is what happens in Black Mirror. That's exactly what happens. They get hacked, and people just fly them in ears into, and one ear out the other ear, dead.
No fucking way.
Hacked.
But,
or maybe it's something that goes out the ear. It's something like that.
I'll give it to him. So as soon as we have tiny robots. Why does TJ keep leaving?
Do you think the robot bees would work? Yeah, until Russia gets them.
Here, I'll take over for him. What do we got here?
How is he doing this?
Oh, I get what he's doing.
What?
Never again.
Smash versus SteamWorld Dig 2.
SteamWorld Dig 2.
Smash.
Smash is super
solid.
Smash
has been the same game since 1996 and still...
TJ, why do you keep bringing me these?
and still sucks.
Fine, I'll drink it.
This Smash is the only Smash I've played since Nintendo 64, and I love it.
This Smash is the only Smash I've played.
Smash wins.
Pretty much, period. Yeah. Here, the campaign is so fun.
Desmond and I have 36 hours in the campaign.
Yeah, me and Max, played the campaign all night tonight.
Yeah, SteamWorld sucks.
Every time I talk to Desmond,
it's really is it against SteamWorld Dig?
Yeah. It's not fair, first of all. SteamWorld Dig is a very good game. I think Chad and I are the ones who played it.
It's a good game. It's a
cool.
It's a 10 out of 10 on the same scale that Sparkle 2 was 10 out of 10. It's a game you're playing for.
So on a binary scale of 0 or 1, it gets a 1.
Smash Ultimate is special, though. I can't believe the characters that are showing up like as playable. Like
level of recommendation you can possibly give. Is it a 0 or a 1?
I've unlocked every character in Smash, by the way.
You didn't like Sparkle
2? You got them all? Nice.
Me and Desmond both.
How dope is Cloud?
Cloud is amazing.
His limit charge?
As soon as you told me you go to that, you can do your challenges again.
My new favorite character is Marth, by the way. I'm raping with Marth. I'll fucking rape you.
Well,
as
listen, you don't need to talk. You don't need to talk.
I'll show you.
I'll even let Kyle have Kirby.
Fucking Marth has like...
I'm a god with Kirby.
He's got like 4 big attacks. 4 monstrous strong attacks. Alright, let's move on.
Have you played as Ike?
Not yet.
Ike's the heavy Marth.
I know. I'm waiting hard. I'm talking about current events. Marth right now, he's
my main nigga. Alright, we gotta push it. Just, if only to play Smash Bros. Later. Okay, Battlefield 5.
Interesting that we are definitive about our favorite characters, though. Like, that's very special in that game.
I don't know that he's... I like King K. Rool a lot, too.
I'll fuck you up.
What did I just say? Battlefield 5.
Against...
Quake Champions.
Okay. So TJ, go ahead and pick one of those.
TJ, which one do you like better?
Quake Champions!
All right.
Battlefield 5 is you.
That question is, which game are you better at? And I just answered.
Battlefield 5 sucks.
TJ's going to post a video of him raping.
Check the All Range Mode YouTube channel for some classic Quake rapage.
Do it.
I don't need to say anything about you.
I watched that one night. TJ's a fucking robot.
Dude, I tried to play it again. I can't do it anymore. I hit a fucking stride.
What?
What's next?
Fallout 76? Oh, another game. Versus Cuphead.
Fallout 76. All right, go ahead and pick another one of those.
So good. Cuphead, 1,000%.
What happened to Fallout 75? It's shit.
It's shit. Fallout 26. It's the same engine since Fallout 3. They've made 3 games on that.
Same
Two
engine,
of
no,
them
no,
were
sorry.
Next gen games.
Sorry. Same engine since Oblivion.
Oblivion.
Baby!
And it doesn't even work. It
still hasn't worked. It's worked.
No, they made the engine multiplayer.
And it doesn't. Am I right?
The player was called Atlas because he held
Grand
up the world.
Champion!
That game was bound to be glitchy from the start. I still love fucking Fallout. But
I love the Fallout world too.
But Cuphead's gonna win. I mean, that's like...
Cuphead is a masterpiece.
Why the Emperor?
There's DLC coming out this year, right?
That game came out way before the last episode. Who played it this year, though?
I played it this summer.
Nice.
It just came out for Mac. I couldn't play it on PC before, so...
Rad.
Played it on Mac.
Mac.
My god, the magic of Oblivion.
TJ, what controller did you play Cuphead with? An Xbox controller?
Can I vote for Oblivion?
There's my Super Nintendo controller.
Oh, yeah?
Move it along.
You have?
What do you got here?
It was fun.
Oblivion versus Red Dead Redemption 2.
PUBG versus Super Mario Party.
Let's give it to PUBG and move forward here.
Done.
Next.
Black Ops 4 versus Gran Turismo. This is like TJ's special
shit. TJ, go ahead, pick one.
Black Ops 4.
All right.
I prestiged for the first time in Call of Duty.
Yeah, it sucks. What's next? I'm sorry.
Fuck you. Black Ops 4.
Easy couple hundy at it, bud.
Threw a quick hunder at it.
We're still going with my games here. Far Cry 5. God damn it, Dan. Why are
you
doing? Versus Guacamelee 2.
Guacamelee 2. All right. Hey, don't need to break into that. Guacamelee 2 is tight as fuck.
Okay, let's assume that you vote for Guacamelee, you vote for Far Cry. Just so I can force Kyle to talk.
I'd probably vote for Guacamelee, yeah.
Alright, I got 2 votes. Doug, which one are you going to throw out?
Far Cry.
Yeah, throw
is
a vote.
Is that the one with the guy on the front cover?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a guy on the
not that game.
All right, Guacamelee wins.
Is that
a guy on the front cover?
There was like purple boots and blonde hair, and he looked weird.
No.
Yeah, that's it. Guacamelee won.
Blonde hair?
I don't know, the guy.
They're all, it's all the same guy.
There's an African
it's always.
The Chinese bad guy in this one is so crazy.
No, it's like a Montana hick. Fuck you. Far Cry has the best bad guys in any fucking game series. That's almost true.
The vote has spoken.
Almost true.
I wouldn't know. I haven't played
all right.
If you want to watch me play all of Guacamelee 2, check out the all-range mode.
I don't think I've seen anything on this game, which is probably...
No, it's fine. Actually, I like the bad guy the least, but Far Cry is dope.
It's probably so good.
Anyways.
I've never played a Far Cry game.
I'm not that passionate about 5, to be honest. Okay, Tetris Effect.
I played Bioshock.
And Detroit Become Human.
Tetris.
Pick another... Oh, okay.
Yeah, Detroit.
Whoa, but I... Oh, that Detroit game, man. Like, I want to play that fucking game. I heard it was really good.
Well,
I cried playing Tetris a couple weeks ago with that one song.
Is that
what?
Were you lying... lying down with the VR headset on?
No, I was sitting here.
Oh.
We were playing
they
here.
Fucked up
I was like,
VR, though.
Play it again.
Should have been...
Yeah, that song is great. I couldn't find it either, Chad. I looked for it.
Yeah, there's no fucking soundtrack on Spotify.
They say it's going to be a while for them.
Oh, Spotify's...
All right, so Tetris Effect takes it. That's the end of round one.
That's the end of
round
one.
Yeah, smoke weed.
We got to play Smash Bros.
Is there a difference between smoking
these.
The pipe and lighting a joint in here? Is there a difference?
I pitched it earlier because I thought it was funny all and right, exciting, but I'd rather smoke outside.
All right, let's do that.
After sitting Pause with it.
What was that?
Okay, it's round two of the Battle Royale.
I am currently shuffling our list.
Liking
oh,
it. Just
beautiful.
Appreciating it. Yeah.
It's going really well.
Let me grab my...
All right, beard. Round two. Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, Celeste versus Guacamelee 2.
Celeste.
I'll throw it at Guacamelee 2. I haven't played Celeste, but from what I hear, it's not as good.
I'll vote for Celeste. I haven't played Guacamelee 2
as well.
Nor have I heard anything about it.
Fair enough.
Goodbye.
Guacamelee 2 is fantastic.
Here's the problem. Guacamelee 2. Right. If it was Guacamelee 1...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guacamelee 1 is better than 2, unfortunately.
2's just... Yeah. It's a hard go for them, too. Spider-Man
whoa,
versus...
Whoa. What do you mean a hard go?
Sequels are hard.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Spider-Man versus Stardew Valley.
Stardew Valley, come on.
Stardew Valley.
Stardew Valley's in the top three.
My favorite
Spoilers.
Game of all time.
I know.
I don't say that. I'm not a Tim when I say my favorite
game. Well, I've heard you say Breath of the Wild is the best game of all time today.
Favorite
what's next?
Thing or favorite game?
Cuphead versus Red Dead Redemption.
It's
Cuphead.
Red Dead. But Cuphead is very good.
I played either.
It's gotta go though. It's
Cuphead
gotta go
is
goodbye.
Very good.
What do we say about Red Dead? Oh, I mean, did it lose yet?
No. No. So we don't
Red
have to say
anything.
Red Dead 1?
No, 2.
You did I have to put a 2 on you?
Sorry.
I never played Red
Dead. WON. Red Dead 1.
Yes, it did.
Okay.
YON.
This type of
Yon.
Isn't exactly
fair.
It's not.
Red Dead Yon?
Red Dead.
If Cuphead went up against another game, it might have made it further down the ranks, you know?
Yes, the top two games could be the first two to face off.
Red Dead Yon?
And it gets the 32nd position.
Well, I guess all this can do, really, is tell you who's the best two.
What did you say?
Not even, though. Not even, because some mountain game I never even heard of. Could end up going up against Breath of the Wild and lose, and that shouldn't be number two.
Because I'm mad at TJ for some weird reason. Nobody wants to vote for Joe's
game.
Your game sucked.
Yeah, like round two continues.
What's next?
Next.
Where? Do we do God of War we did, right? RE2.
It's already won.
RE2.
Yes.
Versus Pokemon Let's Go. RE2 Remake.
Nah.
And I'm voting for RE2 Remake.
I'm voting for RE2 Remake.
Sure.
Pokemon's
Ooh.
Way too
I
easy.
Don't know, though. It's Yeah, okay.
Next year's Pokemon game is going to be fantastic. This
My kids
Pokemon
love it, but I'm having
said
about
every to every person over. Every year since 1990.
Well,
and they were right.
They're both remakes, which is interesting.
Right.
They're both remakes.
It will be amazing. Ooh,
and as far as remakes go, they both did a lot to turn the volume up a little bit. Goddamn. Well, RE2 is fantastic.
I already clicked.
Yeah. You got it. That's true. You got it.
Mario, they're good steps in the remake direction.
Odyssey versus Goragoa.
Mario Odyssey.
Didn't this just happen?
Next.
I'm going to vote Goragoa as far as based on, what's the word, novelty.
So if I vote for it, it wins.
Novelty alone.
Where is he going?
No. It's easy to vote for the losing game. Smash Brothers versus PUBG.
Smash Brothers.
PUBG. Whoa,
Jesus Christ. Why did this happen?
I like going PUBG. Boom.
Yeah, Kyle steps in. Someone help us out.
Wait a minute.
And I play both,
can I phone a friend?
So it counts. I've got a,
what
I've
game
got a,
or what?
Smash versus PUBG right now.
PUBG.
Hey, Dan. What games do you like?
Buy Smash Brothers.
Call him right now. Over
sure,
the
sure, sure.
PUBG.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure. It's true.
Like cheap.
Yeah.
But in 5 minutes, no one will care about
PUBG. Black Ops 4 versus Tetris Effect.
PUBG Effect. Invented a genre. That's a huge game. That's a cool game.
That's
it invented
a very good point.
A game mode.
It invented a fad.
Yeah,
even.
They didn't invent it. They just kind of like finally made a full game out of it.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah,
it's the first type of idea.
They were the first ones to do it in
such
a cool
way. DayZ kind of the same thing, but it's just this is faster pace.
Much faster.
Much faster.
Much, much faster.
But like
and
that idea
easier,
of
like,
survival.
Yeah. Yeah,
and in DayZ you want to survive a lot longer than you
do in
PUBG.
Block that game.
You don't want to die, but you can't avoid it. Eventually the game ends.
Can you log out in DayZ and log back in?
I haven't played it in years, but yes, you,
that
that
was
you
how
can totally
it was, yeah.
That.
What happens to your character while you're logged out?
It
logged
sits out in the exact spot in the server where you were. Like, you log back
so
in, you're in the middle of the floor.
You can't be killed?
No, you're gone.
You leave the server. It's a thing, actually, in an early game that people used to scam. Like, if you got in a fight with someone, and like they would last a long time, like someone across like an airfield from you, you'd log out, log into a different server, run to the other side of the airfield, and then log back out and log back into your other server. There were 60-second timeouts between that, but like, fights like that could go on for like an hour, so like you could totally pull that off and end up behind someone in the server and like ambush.
Did you ever do that?
I tried it a couple times.
What was your longest session?
Oh, I used to play for hours, man.
You put a full.
I played with Kyle
4 or 5 hours, like
in DayZ.
Like, and that doesn't sound like that long, but that was like while I was in school. Like,
I think we played 2-3 hour sessions. I'm trying to word this properly because I'm thinking about it, but I can remember each step of those fucking entire playthroughs because it was so memorable, I guess. Just like I was worried.
Yeah. That was the best feeling game.
Just like
the real fear you had. Like
Escape from Tarkov didn't make the list.
Oh, that's true.
Those are some
we didn't play it that much, but
yeah,
especially Stone for some reason. I got so
the
into
Escape
it.
Escape from Tarkov?
It's a PC game.
Me,
it's
Kyle,
like
Dan
PUBG.
Played. And like a nighttime map, you have no idea where you are. There's extraction points. You just get dropped in. You know, there's like 8 other real players in the map. It's very
Ooh.
Big. And we're just running, walking around in the night, going like, "Shh, quiet. Okay, I heard something."
It's super creepy.
It is so real.
You find each other,
and if you die,
you
all
spawn loot. Together. But there's no indicator that he's on my team, and I can kill him. So you have to be like in constant communication.
Where are
is that you?
There's
that
no
you?
Map. Oh yeah.
Are you on a team officially?
Friendly fire
in the game,
is
or are you just,
that's
you
really
just,
cool.
It is so good. That
like matters. Officially, you are on a team in the game. You're not.
Yeah.
Just
no? Yeah. No.
No. You join the channel. You join the thing together.
Yeah, if there's a team.
But you can kill each other, so.
You can, yeah. It's,
there's
you,
no.
Is there one winner in the end of it?
No. You're supposed
no.
to finish together at the same extraction point with your team. But,
okay.
like, you can kill them as easily
you don't
as
have
you can
to.
Kill. Isn't that the goal?
You legitimately
you
choose
yeah, you are literally
to play together.
Just, it's a mechanic in the game for whatever reason. Like, it's just so that you're joining the same server in the same
to
location.
To be in the same party
yeah.
chat.
But, like. But
buddy, let's get to the end.
Aside from that, yeah.
And then he shoots you in the head right
that game was fun. That
like
game
when
was
Kyle
fun.
Killed me in the first 5 minutes of the round?
Yeah.
2 minutes of the round?
So what won there?
DJ, is that you? Is that you?
PUBG probably won against one a game that I like.
What was PUBG against?
Like, what was it against? You tell me.
Odyssey, Black Ops, Quake? No.
No, it was...
not Pokemon.
Pokemon, it was Pokemon.
No, Pokemon was against
Pokemon
RE2.
Alright.
What was it against?
The
wins,
the
right?
PUBG, what did Odyssey beat?
I think it might have been Black Ops, TJ.
PUBG versus Black Ops.
Okay.
No. Is that really what it was?
No. I feel like I talked about a game and I was like, but I didn't play PUBG. Wow, wow.
Wow.
All right, what's next?
I'm scrolling through.
I want to fix the memory.
For sure.
Okay, fine. PUBG versus Black Ops.
It was PUBG versus Pokemon Let's Go. I'm confident.
No, Pokemon Let's Go is up against RE2.
I know that's 100%.
Because they're both remakes.
Well, then what the fuck was it up against?
Well,
maybe Black Ops.
I think it was some game only I played, because I remember.
What did Odyssey
be? You're going to be Uncle Mario Odyssey. In like 5 minutes, by the way.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Listen, I'm putting it against... What? I'm putting against Black Ops. Okay.
Hey, PUBG wins.
Gen?
Yeah.
Sarah's fucking hell.
Did you already erase one?
Oh,
I don't know.
Fuck. I'm like, Sarah's, what's the word?
All right, what's next? PUBG won against
your
something.
Brother.
Quake. Yeah. No. Man. Quake champions
that's
versus
your first like
real. No, there you go. There you go.
Tetris effect. On the 16th, but it's not her first, so it could be early, right?
That's Quake versus yeah. Tetris. Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, when?
We need one conversation.
Sorry. What? Tetris.
I choose theirs.
Tetris.
I heard TJ likes Quake though.
I like them both.
Tetris was amazing. No game.
Help
no,
me not
no
vote.
Tune spoke
is everyone
to me.
Going Tetris?
Like,
yes.
I'll throw a Quake.
Quake. It's up against Quake or something like that.
Oh, I played both those.
Huh.
Wait, no, not Quake. Who did we play? TJ?
PUBG.
Quake.
Who did we play? We played both Quake, actually. That was a fun game.
Doesn't matter because three of us.
It doesn't matter.
Tetris.
Well, good.
What am I voting for then?
Round three.
Oh, okay. Nice. Let's do this.
Should I hit all eight?
Well, sooner or later we're gonna need a top five, right?
Yeah.
So
let's play Smash Bros.
Oh, yeah.
So make sure that the five last ones end up. Well, actually, there's less than 10 here. So what are the top eight?
The top eight games are. Mario Odyssey.
Well, have you been ordering them? How could you have been ordering them?
No
they're not in order.
In no
one of them will
order.
Win, that's all.
Oh.
Shut up!
Wait, the final. You, like, the final eight. Two of them. Like, we've got 10 right now, don't we?
Yeah.
Eight.
We have eight.
32.
Okay.
This is all right, binary.
Okay. I thought someone said 10.
16.
Okay.
8, 4, 2, 1.
Sure. Go ahead.
Round 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Luckily, these rounds get faster or we'd be fucked. Okay. Mario Odyssey. Red Dead. Celeste. Tetris Effect. God of War. RE2 Remake, Stardew Valley, Black Ops 4.
This is a pretty fucking good list.
Those are some good games.
I think I fucked up. That's okay.
Yeah, Black Ops did not make
that's,
it past the second round.
That should be PUBG.
Vote right? for Black
okay.
Ops.
PUBG.
Does that make 8, though?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Save it one more time, sorry.
Mario Odyssey, Red Dead Redemption, Celeste, Tetris Effect, God of War, RE2 Remake, Stardew Valley, PUBG.
How the fuck did we... end up on the best games.
Why isn't Breath of the Wild?
Yeah, I don't think we talked about Breath
that
of the Wild.
That didn't get in the
it wasn't, it's
not on the list.
Breath
okay,
of
all right.
Honorable
fair
mention.
Fair enough. That is the best game of all time, by the way.
All said
so
that.
We all know that one, and then what's games. Next?
Yeah.
And I played it.
It's the only game we've all played.
All there is the results of the Battle Royale.
I
would be the stand-in number one. The fake number one.
I would vote against it.
All this is
last I played, it sucked.
We will see who wins this awesome battle royale that we're
okay. Let's go.
With.
Keep going next.
Top 8.
Hey, wouldn't it be
Super
great if PUBG
Mario.
Won? It's won the battle royale.
Top 8.
Super
might,
Mario
might.
Versus.
Let's take it number one.
Don't might. Rig it.
Don't rig it. Let's. What's up, here, buddy?
Let's review bomb Mario Odyssey versus PUBG.
Come oh, on. Really?
Odyssey versus PUBG.
PUBG.
I really didn't play either of them.
PUBG.
Well, it's getting early votes because no one played Mario.
You've all seen enough
of
Mario to know how fucking good it is.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
I like it too.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah. We talked about it in the car. Like, there's no... We are losing... Like, so far, I know there's a massive end game. I'm only in, like... Every... You beat the game, and they're like, go grab 140 more moons. And I'm like, okay, I'll grab 140 more. And then they put you on this new Dark Side of the Moon level where there's, like... Okay, this is some place I haven't seen. There's a... you have to fight and beat all of the bosses at once on the Dark Side of the Moon.
No, that's in the Mushroom Kingdom when you're in the jumping through the paintings. Or is Dark Side of the Moon something else?
Dark Side of the Moon is a new kingdom.
Yeah, yeah.
And the difference is that the gravity's all fucked up because they're on the Dark Side of the Moon. So, like, it's a little bit more difficult.
You have to play all the bosses at once?
Yeah, you have to beat all those rabbits. Those weird fucking rabbits.
Rabbids.
No. Not rabbids. Actual rabbits. Which I don't know why they don't just use the fucking Koopa Kids from the SNES days. Like, you got 12 fucking bad guys there. Why isn't Wario, or why isn't fucking Waluigi bad guys in the Mario games?
Oof.
They should just be bad guys in the Mario games. Who cares? But anyway, you beat that, and then it's like, go grab a couple more 100 moons, and I have no idea what happens after that, but I know to play through these games because they keep giving back. I'm not there yet, and Chad, you're playing 3D World, and that thing has, like, endless new worlds. You jump in, and you're like little quests and things, and Odyssey's a little different. They have, like, a basic 10, you know, worlds, like the old Mario games. The different lands that you fall into. And even Mario 64 had more than that. So I'm a little bit upset that there's only, like, 20 max worlds to visit. And they do have little sub-worlds, but they don't really... They're not... I'm getting through it. And that it deserves... I mean, it's pretty good. PUBG, I mean, you guys have been talking about the quality of that fucking experience for a long, long time. So I'm happy to bow out, but...
It's truly not... fair to compare the two. They're very different games. PUBG's awesome, but I'm gonna vote for Odyssey because I played it more.
Sure. I mean, we'll both vote for Odyssey. Or we're the losing vote.
No, we get Chad to vote in.
If I was Dan,
then you would vote. If you were Dan, this would be
PUBG today. Dan would be screaming.
Why is the same fucking game? It's Mario.
Okay, Red Dead Redemption versus Stardew Valley.
PUBG won.
Mario. Okay. All right. I was just gonna say.
Yeah, Mario Odyssey.
I was channeling Dan.
Fair enough.
Red Dead Redemption versus Stardew Valley.
Oh, a brutally unfair comparison once again.
Yeah, that is a very unfair.
It gets brutal.
Red Dead.
You are on both. I put my 100 hours into both of those games.
You are on both sides of this right now.
I want to hear
your opinion on both.
A pure Kyle.
You're the only one the same, right?
That's pure Kyle.
No, I've done both.
You played them both too?
Yeah.
Well, TJ,
30 hours of both.
30 hours.
No, I've...
You're scratching the surface, my friend.
I did 2 years in Stardew, and I fully beat Red Dead 2. Right. I got, like, in the completion checklist, I think I got, like, 87% completed. Like, I played the shit out of that game. Probably a little more than Stardew.
Is online out yet?
Yeah.
Holy shit, I gotta hear... Wait. I want to hear everyone's argument of this.
They're both... My vote is like I already know if I have to put them up against each other, my vote is going to go to Red Dead because Stardew was awesome, but I don't have like that much attachment to it. I did find it very satisfying to play and like super deep, and I was almost married. I was so close. Like I was following, like I didn't know how to do it, so I was following something online where it was just like, bring this girl this gift every day. This will happen, then this will happen. I was like, sweet, I'm just going to do that until this girl marries me. And I was like, super close, and it didn't happen. But the fun I had hunting and like exploring the forest and stuff in Red Dead was like, there's nothing that'll beat that. Like that was
like, wow. You tell me about exploring the forest in Red Dead?
Cowboy,
like trying to do the hunting challenges, the ten.
Oh, the legendary animals.
Well, the legendary animals too, but the hunting challenges were like some of them would be like, oh, okay, get 3 bear pelts. Like, okay, that's kind of hard. And then one was like, kill 5 cougars, like skin 5 cougars. It's like you have to fucking. There's only like 2 spots in the fucking game where cougars spawn, and you have to like go and like explore the forest area until you like. Until you see it, and it'll pounce on you.
It can kill you really easily. Oh, yeah. Like,
it was so fun to do it. And I think that you actually had to do that one with a bow, too, which was, like, extra hard.
Were you
so
high?
Like, I tried playing Hive once, and I was like, or once. And,
yeah.
Once,
man.
Once, dude. Once.
I finally claimed ownership of that game, and I was like, I'm going north. And I went up into the mountains, I, like... You know, I set a quest for myself.
I wanted to live in the snow.
Little did I know, I was just walking back into the endless abyss of the early game.
Right.
And I'm like, I've seen all these fucking places. I'm like, literally walking backwards.
God.
I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go north. It's gonna be great. And then
it's
I just found myself.
There's no backwards. It's you. There's a legendary bison up north that you have to go kill. Your legendary horse is up north.
Right by the horse.
Right by the horse.
The bison. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Both games made me just want to be like a cowboy. Like, well, not go out and be a cowboy, but like thinking about, man, that must have been a cool time to be alive if you could just like
Oh, being evil in that game? Like stalking people on the road, like in the forest, and like coming down and like thinking, like, how am I gonna rob you? Like, just like, I would lasso people off their horse, like just hog tie them on the road, rob them. Like, sometimes I'd just throw them in the river, like hog tied.
And the best thing
like,
about that was
being evil. Like,
you could do that. You could do that, and then all you had to do was go into town and pet a dog, and you would gain just as much good points as you lost evil points for that. All you have to do, you go into town, you say hi to a couple people, you pet a dog.
Howdy.
You're at like 100%.
Mister.
My, hey, howdy. My Arthur, kill and do whatever the fuck you want.
My Arthur died at zero
honor.
Zero.
Oh, I died at max.
Like, yeah, like, I was the worst.
And I did all that shit, too.
I was the
I'm
worst.
Sorry, Arthur dies?
Yeah. Oh.
I'm kidding. Yeah. You spoiled that long ago, you asshole.
I guess, yeah, I guess,
So Rockstar's last game had a $500 million budget. And Stardew Valley was built by one man.
Sure, yeah.
Stardew made me want to be a fucking farmer.
Yeah, like, I have more respect
dude,
for that
today,
guy.
Like, sure. Dude, like, sure. The lasting effect that game had on me was, oh, it was so good.
That was real for me last year.
Yeah.
Like I followed this guy called the Urban Farmer on Facebook who farms in his yard, makes like $100,000 a year in fucking Vancouver. Because of Stardew, I was like, I could do this. I fucking do this.
I was looking about how to like grow things inside in the winter, like getting one of those aero gardens where it's like, it's app controlled and it just like waters itself. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. I was so into that. So into
that. The whole story of like, the working towards it, like your grandfather gives you a farm and he only gifts it to you. It's like, open this when you're at like your wit's end or something like that.
Oh my gosh.
And he's just like working.
The corporation too.
Yeah.
Well, it's time to vote.
It's Red Dead, but...
It's Red Dead.
With a heavy heart.
With a heavy... Yep.
I didn't play it, so I can't really...
You can vote Stardew Valley.
I will.
You've been pumping the tunes too?
Endlessly.
I'll vote Stardew Valley.
Endlessly.
I'll give a vote to Stardew Valley.
It's Red Dead. I already said at the beginning. It's Red Dead.
Oh,
me.
Okay. I had big problems with Red Dead.
Red Dead as well, right?
Big problems.
Indeed I did.
Biggest problems were...
Slow as fuck.
Zelda.
Yeah, it's not,
it's
Zelda.
Not Zelda. After
it's,
playing an open world
slow.
Zelda, story everything
slow.
Sucks.
That's right.
It's not even that slow, though. Like, it's not...
The
like,
story was the
it's bullshit. If you, like...
See,
game.
You're playing a game.
It
Zelda,
takes...
Zelda
yeah.
is a
yeah.
fucking game from beginning to end. It's fun to play every moment of that.
To pick an object off of a table, it probably takes 8 seconds. If you hit, if you hit down during the 8 seconds, it'll just stop. It'll just stop. So like you're thinking like, okay, activate. You let the. I promise you. You hit the fucking
object.
Okay, from the well, it's like 3 seconds of holding X.
You talking about Red Dead?
Yes,
that's the beauty of Red Dead.
Fuck that. You hold X for 3 seconds. That's your first three. You have to just sit there and hold it
for how long?
And then you're like, and then he like turns around, looks at it, and he's like, all right, let's have a look at this.
Hey, one
grabs it. If you hold the other like a direction away, he'll stop and turn around. And then I'm like, are you done looking at it? Like. You have to turn back around and hold it for another three.
You are exaggerating, though.
To clean the gun takes 8 seconds.
This is the good thing about the game. You just don't know it.
But it's like, as soon as... Okay, the 3 second X counter. When that's done, it's like, collect it and let me walk away. Like, I'm holding the other direction. I swear to God. I swear to fucking God.
8 seconds.
1 second.
1, 2, 3.
It's like...
And that's every move in the game.
I dare say.
If you're hit... If you're fucking horse... stubs his toe on a rock,
next
the whole
apple.
Thing catapults,
oh.
You lose all your gear, you lose your fucking hat, your coat falls off, you have to pick all of it up.
No,
and it's
ride
8 seconds
your horse
per item.
Like an asshole. No,
yeah.
It's unavoidable.
It's called
you're crashing my horse all the time.
I've crashed my
I'm trying to run, and literally my horse is just like, was just swimming
Look,
through the fucking rocks.
You can take your horse on the road, or
Jesus
you can take him off
Christ.
The road and crash him twice. It's your choice.
I use the South Park joke and just fucking use cinematic mode, and that was a problem. Because, like, I would want to be exploring, but when you're on the horse, you have to wear blinders because you definitely have to stay on the road.
You don't.
You have to stay on the road or your horse will fucking slam.
Just don't.
Wrong.
No, just steer
Wrong.
Away from a tree.
Yeah, you just
Dude,
you gotta like slow down.
That's also the beauty in
that. Chad, if you saw these horse falls, I got a couple of live streams.
Tim said
it's
like,
all
Tim
horse falls.
He said he just exploded a few times. You can't gallop. You can't gallop.
The horse
the
dies
forest.
Like
you have to be like
dies.
Everything falls off.
But there are definitely parts where there just aren't trees and you can go off the road and go off it. I'd say half the game is like that.
It's the struggle of
the mountains. You can't really do it, but you can go down the mountain like that on your horse.
It's so real.
And then I get to town, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing here?
Do you want to feel like you're living in that time period?
I like it for the story.
Kinda, but not like that. I want a game version of it. I'm sorry. I'm being a little hard on Red Dead. It's obviously good, but I vote for Stardew.
Next.
Sucks that Stardew got eliminated because it should be down to them too, you know?
Yeah.
Stardew's the best game.
No, PUBG's in there.
Stardew and Zelda? Okay. I didn't want to do the podcast anymore because I stopped playing games. I played Zelda and Stardew Valley, and those held me still, knowing that I like games.
Zelda is disgustingly good.
It's the best one.
Zelda's the number one.
It's the best game ever made.
What do you...
Celeste versus Resident Evil 2.
Celeste.
Remake. And you know what? I agree. And I didn't even beat it. I didn't beat it either, but...
That makes games with a bunch of trannies.
Is it Matt Makes Games, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. That's really Goldberry, cool.
Sorry, you said something about
Yeah. The chick who did the soundtrack.
Great fucking soundtrack.
Which, by the way, it would be Celeste versus Stardew Valley for the soundtrack.
Edit that part out.
Can I say training?
I don't think so. I don't think
you... Why the times have changed from 2017?
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Well, I feel like everyone would feel better knowing that, right? Everyone in the room would feel better. I don't really care.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, moving on.
Tetris Effect versus God of War.
God of War?
Remake.
I don't know.
I thought God of War was slow, but maybe I'm wrong about that too.
God of War
was amazing.
There's a lot of good reasons. Like, it reinvented the series.
Yeah.
And that fucking axe. And then they brought back... apparently they brought back the old weapon. I saw Dan's endgame.
Oh, yeah.
He had the...
You didn't finish it?
No, I didn't
get... Okay, so I beat the game, and it's awesome. I've played every God of War game, and that game's very, very good.
Dude, I played like...
Parts of it are cheesy, like the boy.
That's the best part. Well,
it's kind of stupid.
Is it?
Yeah.
I was just about to...
It's funny on the internet, but like in the game it happens a lot, and they're not doing it as a joke. They capitalized on the joke when they found out it was
funny. Dude, that character was real though. Yeah, in the Game Awards they joked on it, but like...
The God of War
was like the God of War. He was like a hard dad.
It was a little too much. It seemed a little ridiculous in the early story parts of the game.
Bad acting.
The game was amazing.
That's all I had was the early parts. The first few hours.
I'll give that game credit.
He was like a fucking real dad. Like, I'm going to teach you.
When did Horizon come up?
Pretend we don't live in a modern world.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, that's true. I guess.
It's like, you got to learn to kill shit. You got to hunt that deer. You got to, like.
Yeah.
He was probably easy on that fucking kid.
I didn't hate it. I just, it seemed a little much to me when I first played it. That was my thought. My only complaint with the game, and the story only got better from there, I thought. It was cool.
Dan was playing Horizon while we were still doing episodes.
Water serpent parts?
No.
Oh my gosh. So fucking cool. There's like this giant snake monster that lives in the water, and it's like, that's the hub of the game.
I saw that.
Is the lake, and you have a canoe, and you can go to different points in the game. Yep. And you do things, and this giant monster comes out and shifts it and just moves the whole world around. And then your open world has changed.
Because he changes the water level. He, like, when he swims into a different place, the water level rises.
He changes the water level, he moves his head to expose new air. Like, it's so cool.
So that guy keeps showing up?
Oh, yeah.
He wants to help us. Nice.
No, he's always there. You can talk to him, but he's just like, he comes out of the water and just... Blah.
Nice. I don't know how far I got in that game. Like
And then you go to your house and get those weapons back. You have to go down to Hades again. Like, they tie it into the other game so well. Really? Yeah.
Hey, what's the big spoiler? Is that you get the chain thing again? His classic weapon.
Kratos'
no,
kid.
That's not the
kid is
big
Kratos.
Spoiler.
Do not spoil that game in front of me right now.
I honestly don't even remember the big spoiler.
I know that there is still a spoiler in that game. I don't know what it is.
Well, TJ doesn't want it spoiled. So.
Is it the weapon, though? Is it just the weapon?
No, because you already know.
That's it.
No, there's more than that.
You know about the weapon?
The weapon's just a little thing.
And that's not the spoiler?
No.
Fuck yeah. That's sick. That's really cool that that still exists.
The guy that you think you are is dead.
No, but I thought the... Okay, so you eventually lose the axe and get the old Kratos classic weapon, right?
No, that's not what happens. You have to go to Hades, and you can't fight those things with your axe.
That's like the... Okay, cool.
Okay, so it's not... The spoiler is you're the same Kratos.
That's not a... I always assume that.
Right, but it's not... Yeah, I don't. Maybe that's not the spoiler.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that.
So what wins? God of War over...
It already won.
Over what, though?
We could say. Tetris Effect.
Okay, what's next?
Round 4 is next.
So we're at, like, the top 4 now.
Yes, sir.
Let's do it.
What are the top 4? Should we pick a 5? What are the top 4?
Tetris Effect, I guess. Was the last to lose?
That doesn't mean it's number 5.
I know, but I couldn't tell you what the other ones were.
Oh, okay, we're deleting them? All right, the top 4 are...
Tetris Effect wins as number 5 by default.
Top 4, Red Dead Redemption 2, Celeste, God of War, and PUBG.
Okay, so what's first?
That sounds like a real bro fucking top 5 right there.
I mean,
the
first 3 I just said were contenders for fucking Game of the Year 2018. So
these are the results of the Battle Royale. The
so, Red Dead Redemption 2 versus PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
Oh, Kyle's torn.
No, he's not. I'm not even going to vote for PUBG, even though I've got like 6 times the amount of hours in PUBG. It's just not as good of a game.
Look out.
I'll abstain.
Kyle's not so sure. I'm voting for Red Dead. What is Dan voting for?
That's 2 for Red Dead?
Oh, call Dan.
This is one that Dan's...
He's out there with the...
No, he's not.
No, call Dan. Yes, call him. Please call Dan.
I'm not calling him.
No,
what am I supposed to do? Interrupt his dinner?
Call him.
All right.
I'll call him. Speaker.
It's 2 seconds.
Phone a friend.
He'll want to weigh in.
How do I do this with my messenger?
Let's all say whatever he picks wins.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
The game of the year?
Yeah.
This whole thing.
No, we can't do the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, then we'll definitely wait till the end to call him.
Just call him. Is the end. We got.
What are you talking about?
We have 3 one votes left. We have 3 votes left.
Call little Danny.
Call me.
Hey, Dan. You're on with the other podcast.
What am I asking
him?
He's not going to answer.
Hello.
He's not answering.
Is this Dan?
Ask him if he has 5 minutes.
Yeah, man, 26
to be in the last 3 votes of our battle royale.
Can you say, may I please speak to Dan?
Everyone pour themselves another drink. Doug, you need another beer?
No, I'm good. Remember doing that and knowing you knew who it was.
Hi, is Doug there?
Hey, you called my
Hey, Chad, how are
Come
you?
On, Dan, don't
hey,
let me
Chad,
down.
How's it going?
What are the 2 games
good.
Right now?
Oh, I'm good. PUBG. Is Doug there?
PUBG versus
Red Dead Redemption.
He's not answering. Let me see if I put a mustache
man,
on my face.
Speak to Tim?
Hey, now I have a mustache.
That's what I would say.
Should we call Tim and ask him?
PUBG right now.
Matt,
he's not answering.
Yeah. Mike, ask him in his message.
No, fuck it.
May I please speak with your son, Mike, maybe?
Okay, right. Someone pick out of those 2 games.
Listen, I already voted Red Dead, which is why it's going to win.
Red Dead beats PUBG.
What is Kyle voting?
Kyle, you good with that?
You vote PUBG so you can clear your conscience.
Red Dead sucks.
I don't need to clear my conscience.
Sorry. What's he picking?
I just need to decide. Well, I don't know which one it is.
We got to hear Dan's argument. Call him.
He did.
I fucking called him.
I think it's Red Dead.
He did?
It's Red Dead.
Red Dead.
Red
so,
Dead wins.
Wait, whoa, how?
By
it's
5
four
votes.
4 of us voted for it.
That's 4 Red Deads.
What do you mean 4 of us? 5 of us voted for it.
There you go. Chad didn't.
I didn't want
to. I abstained.
Vote for anything.
I abstained. Okay, Celeste versus God of War. 2 games.
God of War.
About climbing mountains.
Celeste? How did that survive?
Celeste. I can't vote.
God of War.
I would say God of War because Celeste...
Really?
Come on, you gotta give it to the guy because he made a game, and it's about what's happening. The game kind of sucks. Let's be honest.
Which game, Celeste?
Celeste.
I'm voting Celeste because it's actually a good game.
I love Celeste, but
I have yet to play. But I'm excited to play.
Maybe 3 hours of each, maybe 4 hours of each.
I hate to give it to the bro choice. But
you're no longer deleting these, right? Like we need a top 5.
No.
I gotta put more into Celeste then.
We just had top 4.
I have yet to buy it. Oh, okay, yeah. All right. It'll speak for itself.
They're checked off. They're just, I can't determine the order.
What's the last one?
Hold on. What's the votes? God of War versus Celeste. I vote for Celeste.
God of War.
Can't believe to do this to me.
I'll throw a vote at Celeste, even though I haven't played it yet.
Do I have to throw a vote? I'm like, I can't vote. I played enough of Celeste to know that I don't want to play it anymore. So I would say God of War.
That's fine.
By chance.
No, don't worry about
just
it.
By default, yeah, yeah. Is better. I can't vote.
Did Doug give a vote?
He voted yeah. God of War.
So you have to pick one.
I can't.
All right, let's give it. Let's give it to God of War. I think maybe
I
God of War.
Excuse me. It's even discreet.
Oh, oh no, you can change your vote. That's fine.
Yeah, I'll change my vote.
That's okay. Let's
go. Vote. Just yeah, keep it going. So yeah, like, so now we have the number one, God of War versus Red Dead 2.
Yeah, which is the two contenders for Game of Year.
How did we naturally?
I played both.
That is. That
I played
is
both.
Very lucky that they didn't battle it out by now.
No, the round strong games five. Survive. Strong games will survive.
No, if that's these guys win the first round against each other, one's gone.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They could have just luckily matched up. Mm.
And so is the Battle Royale.
Yes.
Red Dead versus God of War.
That's I can make the argument that the second best game this year was Yoku.
Doug's got to say.
I will be so forward as to cast the first vote for God of War.
So God of War won last time.
Yeah.
God of War against Red Dead. I will pick God of War.
I'll pick Red Dead.
Red Dead has to win.
That's it.
You know what sucks is Red Dead came out later, so it's like clearer in your mind. But it is a better game.
Wow.
If I was forced to pick up and beat one of them, it would definitely be God of War.
They still fucking nailed it.
Yeah. There's a lot more.
And the characters are deeper.
The voice acting in Red Dead is the best voice acting of any game. It's so good. Arthur Morgan is like such a cool game character. The story, like, I didn't fully just go, like, I didn't play that game and just be like, I love to just explore in it, like Skyrim. Like, I played the story. The story was the coolest in that game.
Yeah.
Forget anything else. The story was the best part of that game.
But what about God of War also. God of War had, like, a really nice narrative, like, the whole game is so cinematic that, like, you're walking through, you're living through the story, like, as you're playing.
It's almost too cinematic.
Yeah, honestly, I know Red Dead's kind of the same, but it's like, you don't know what you're talking about, Freddy.
God of War, I'm sorry, Red Dead is like the same game, but bigger and better.
When you're building the house in Red Dead, whoa.
Oh, I didn't see that part.
It's so good. The epilogue.
That whole part felt very sad to me.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
Arthur was gone.
All I could think about was like, fucking Arthur's dead.
I held hope because I didn't really see him die in my game. I was like, I think he's coming back.
I spoiled it. I lied to myself before it happened. That's like, really fun. Because I felt that too in Red Dead 1 when fucking Watson dies or whatever the fuck his name is.
Watson?
He plays his kid after
Marsden?
Like, yeah, it's like this game.
Yeah, that's who you're playing at the end of Red Dead 1 or
Marsden?
Yeah. You play as you. It leads into the beginning of the next game.
And I didn't even know because I never played Red Dead 1.
TJ, are you in tears right now?
It's already spoiled. You know what I'm sad about? I'm sad about the lack of time that I have for these games these days.
Alright. So, no, Red Dead 1 game of the year. We're off
really?
To play some Smash Brothers.
And there you have it.
Goodbye.
Best game since.
You didn't know any of that right
mid
now?
Mid-2007.
No, I knew it already.
Okay.
You and Dan
see in 2025
ruined Red Dead 2 for me 2 months ago.
For the best
ago.
Game since Sorry. This episode.
It's fine. Oh, this is good times.
There has to be some kind of amount of time, though, where it's like, you didn't play the game within this much time, now you have to...
Yeah, and we're at that time now.
Yeah.
But when you spoiled it...
I know.
No, we were not in that time. And
what, did you spoil it in, like, November?
I
yes.
As soon as he knew, he's like, who wants to hear
it? I
think spoilers are bullshit. 50%
of the blame, Dan.
Let me tell you.
All spoilers are bullshit.
People are taking way too much offense with spoilers. Take it fucking easy, everybody.
It's not Game of Thrones. It's
all spoilers are BS.
You can tell me the end of Game of Thrones, I'll still be surprised.
I would kill you if you told me the end of Game of Thrones.
No. If you told me...
I would kill
Chad,
you.
Chad, imagine...
I don't
everyone
imagine
spoiled the last season for me. I watched it like 4 months after it happened. I was still amazed.
Imagine knowing that...
Right, but wouldn't you have preferred that didn't happen?
I never forgot it all.
It's like 10 years in the making, Game of Thrones.
But it's watching it progress.
I didn't know that Red Wedding episode was going to happen, and I remember watching that.
I mean, that was a big one.
Holy shit. Like, that
was
like
a big one.
Yeah. If someone told you that, well, Rob's dead, so
don't even care about the fact that he's
you'd be waiting
doing cool for the whole stuff.
Don't watch season two because Rob dies.
Don't even
How does
watch
he die?
It.
He gets
don't watch season one either because Ned dies. I didn't know that was going to happen either. Come on.
Yeah, they
that was so cool.
They invented the spoiler.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're thinking back on it. You're thinking, that was cool. I'm glad I was there. Get the fuck out of here. Look at his smile. He's remembering fondly all the good times with
it. Oh, yeah. Spoilers are important. Yeah, they shouldn't be. They piss people off for a reason.
You know what? Spoilers and like...
What was your spoiler? The dragon gets raised? Who gives a shit about that? But John dies? That's fucking crazy.
John didn't die?
Sorry, Ned.
Ned.
You guys told me all of that.
And fucking Rob.
And Rob. Only the fucking girl
John.
Survived.
Sure, John did die. Yes, John did die.
Again.
Spoiler alert, he goes back to life.
Wait, how does he die again?
He's killed by the Night's Watch.
By a kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But
he comes many, by
but
many
he
blades.
Back. How does he die again?
No, we're saying he...
No, he's still
dead.
Around. No, now he's banging
the kid,
Daenerys.
The kid stabs him first, right?
And no. Then... Kid stabs him last.
Kid finishes it.
Literally, like, I'm gonna...
Then he fucking wakes up and hangs all of them.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy's the best.
I don't know where anything stands right now.
Oh well.
Turn it on and be like, oh,
a nice dragon.
The Battle of the
John's
Bastards
fucking Daenerys
was the fucking coolest medieval battle ever. Where they've got the flags of the upside down skinned kid. That's their fucking banner.
Kid.
Oh, and the flayed man. Jesus,
the
the flayed man, yeah.
Or whatever. That was the coolest fucking
Ramsay?
Like
Bolton.
Like Helm's Deep was the level of like awesome battle before that, and like that one upped Helm's Deep.
I don't know about
so
that.
Good.
Helm's Deep is...
What battle?
It didn't beat...
The Battle of the Bastards is what we're talking about.
Season 5.
Ramsay Snow. No, sorry,
John
Ramsay...
climbing through the stack.
What's Ramsay's
was
last
it,
name
it
as a as a bastard of the... No,
oh,
but
yeah.
As a bastard. Sand or something like that?
I don't know.
Are they both Snow?
Snow.
Any northern bastard is named Snow?
Any northern bastard is named Snow.
So is it Ramsay Snow? Until the, Bolton said, "You are now my son, or my legitimate son."
Sand is south, and Snow is north, and I think Ramsay's in between.
So they were both northern bastards, both with a...
Ramsay's not northern. His dad was just trying to take over. His dad took over the north, or took over Winterfell.
No, but Bolton accepted Ramsay as like his legitimate heir in the series.
Yeah, but he wasn't northern, so his bastard name wasn't Snow.
It might have been.
I don't know what it was.
Either way, that show's dope. Well, that's it, folks. That's the all range mode. Top five since the last time.
I hope you enjoyed our Game of Thrones recap.
What a fucking random tidbit.
It's Ramsay Snow.
The whole fucking
Ramsay Snow.
Jimmy's.
Wait, so how do what?
Alright, guys. All range mode out.